Your attitude determines your altitude. My mama taught me that years ago. When you have so many letdowns, when all your pills are exhausted, you got to have hope in something. And I think I had hope in God. There was nobody there to encourage me, so I had to encourage myself. And I did that through reading my Bible, praying. I stayed strong because of that. I never lost focus that this wouldn't happen, that day wouldn't come. But I just didn't know when. When the time came, when the doors opened, that's a moment I'll never forget. I could just throw my hands up and say, thank you, Lord, because this is over with now. And I was free. The shackle was off, and I was able to walk out. The truth is, you got to start over. If you don't have a support cast, it's going to be very difficult. But if you have family support, the church community support, you know you can make it. Process might take a little while, but at least you can see yourself recovering. Not to the extent of where before I went to prison, because before I went to prison, I had a good job, I had my wife, and I had my mother, which all those are not here anymore because they passed away. There's a lot of good people back there that was in the same situation that I was in. If I were bitter, they would still be controlling me. So I choose not to be bitter. You have to look into your own heart and see, do I want them people to control me? Absolutely not. So I forgave them. Life got to go on. I refuse to look down at the ground. I'd rather look up at the stars. That's where you see brightness at.